We're going to switch over to our actual programming here at KPTZ. If you don't know his name, you probably know his program since there's been two full seasons of this on KPTZ. The program is called The Death of Comedy. It's a late night program that's a kind of skit comedy program interspersed with music created by Mike Grady and Nat Jacob and a group of their talented friends who contribute their voices and acting abilities to this. This has been quite an adventure to help them develop this here at KPTZ, and as far as I know, this is the only radio station that carries it at this point. It's created here in Port Townsend. I spoke to Mike Grady about the upcoming season, which will be season 3. You'll hear that we don't quite have a start date for it because they do need some more studio time to complete a full season. But I got an advanced copy and I thought it was fun to talk about Death of Comedy here with Mike Grady. I've got Mike Grady on the phone with me. He also is known on KPTZ as MC Nuggets, one of the characters and hosts of The Death of Comedy. Death of Comedy is created by Mike Grady and Nat Jacob and a number of other friends who blend their voices and talents to the program. Mike, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, normally we talk in person in the studio, and things are so limited now we have to do this distance thing. This
yes.
Social
yeah.
distancing. It's called, in our situation, it's radio distancing.
Yeah, it's interesting times.
And Death of Comedy, for those of you who don't know Death of Comedy, we've had two seasons, is that right, already, of Death of Comedy?
Yeah, two seasons, and sooner or later, we'll start the season number 3.
Death of Comedy is created here in Port Townsend by Port Townsend-based people, and it goes out on KPTZ and goes out into the ether on our streaming, and I think the Death of Comedy people have their own website where they make it available.
That is correct. That is www.thedeathofcomedy.podbean.com.
Death of Comedy started a few years ago, and I have to say it's improved so dramatically, and it's produced so well now. I'm really honored to be able to put it on KPTZ. I just heard your first episode of Season 3, and we're not set in terms of when we are going to start airing Season 3. But we're going to hear a little clip in a few minutes. But it's so well produced. It's amazing that we can do a show like that. We can provide a show like that here from Port Townsend. So this show requires kind of recording that we can't do at the station right now because of the limits of number of people we can have in the studio because of the social distancing thing. So this program was recorded before the social distancing measures happened, before the COVID-19 crisis.
We had enough material for 2 episodes, just raw, unedited takes. Since I was laid off from my job at the Palace Hotel temporarily, and now I just had time to put it all together. So I sent them in last week.
That's the story of so many people. You know, people are either laid off or not allowed to do the things that they normally do that make them part of the structure and fabric of Port Townsend. So people who know you at the front desk of the Palace Hotel, plus other places where you've worked and where you have performed sometimes doing readings, and all of those things have to be put on hold now.
Yeah, but the good news is that, you know, it seems like people, you know, with the resources that we have living in the incredible time we do, you know, people are finding other ways of being creative. Yeah, and I applaud that, and I encourage that. It's definitely helped to keep me feeling sane and normal. Is just
right.
Have things to do, and we have resources to do it. And I'm encouraged to, when I go on YouTube or online, to see some of these cool things being created by people in their spare time.
We all have to find an outlet for that creative work. I mean, I find doing programs from my home in Seattle, where I'm stuck for a period of time, is an important outlet. I mean, it's important to talk to you all, talk to my friends at Port Townsend and all the people who make Port Townsend happen, and keep it going on the radio. And that's one thing we're trying to do on KPTZ as best we can, given the fact that we're really limited in how many people can be in the studio. And
I look back at it, and the studio has always been such a hub of activity. It's like a beehive of people doing stuff, and now we're down to one person in there at a time. So it's difficult.
Yeah.
So Mike, a.k.a. MC Nuggets, set up a little bit this first episode. There's usually a theme going through an episode of Death of Comedy, a half-hour show with a number of skits interspersed with really well-chosen music by you all. Give us a setup for this first episode of Season 3 of Death of Comedy, which we will be hearing on KPDZ before too long, but not on a date I can tell you right now. So tell us a little bit about the framework of this episode.
Oh, sure. Well, if you haven't heard an episode of Death of Comedy before, there's always a main plot, a sort of a sitcom-like plot, and then there's sketches and sort of songs that are set up as sort of choruses for scenes, you know, just sort of to respond to scenes in certain ways. And this particular first episode is called The Real Mr. Burnhurst. It's a kind of a play on the wrong man plot from Alfred Hitchcock movies, you know, like North by Northwest. Essentially, MC Nuggets, my nom de plume in the show, starts getting calls on his cell phone addressed for the previous owner of the number. He gets embroiled in a love triangle and an international conspiracy. So
you often kind of go into genres like that, and you've done Shakespeare, you've done science fiction, you've done a certain amount of film noir or Hitchcockian kind of detective stuff. It's really fun to follow one of those threads.
Yeah. Well, you know, years ago I went to clown college. I studied with the New York Goose for a month. And one of the things that they told us for coming up with sort of our ideas for things was to try to live out our fantasies in some way. And that's, you know, some I do. So, like, you know, if there's a genre I love, you know, it's just an opportunity to play in that genre. It's just done for the fun of it. And out of the love of different genres, that's what I write and what Nat and I play when we do these things.
The segment I'm going to play, though, is not actually part of the through thread of this program. But usually what happens is you have a kind of through story that's going through, but then there are also some independent skits that come in between. And this one has a little bit of a crime detective superhero slant to it. I'm going to play a little segment of a recurring character that's been in previous episodes called Naked Man.
Well, Naked Man, the hero of this sort of retro 1930s kind of serialized superhero radio show, is this sort of recurring pulp character, and he's got a rogues gallery of villains like Dr. Chill and the Crimson Flatus. This particular episode, the villain is a character by the name of the Baffler, who uses the power of hard-to-digest trivia to distract people when he steals from them.
Let's hear then a segment of the first episode from Season 3 of Death of Comedy, and this is one of the skits in the half-hour program, a reappearance of Naked Man.
Look at those clouds.
Cumulus.
So light and airy.
And yet the average cloud weighs 1.1 million pounds.
What? 1.1 million? How is that even possible? Hey, where's my watch? Did you see? Where did he go?
Welcome to another thrilling episode of The Naked Man. Episode 32, Who Baffles the Baffler? Emerging from the dark corners of local coffee houses, Ferris Fleagle, an evil stock boy at a trendy downtown bookstore, rises among the ranks of local pickpockets, distracting his victims with baffling bits of trivia.
Do you know that apple pie isn't actually American?
Help! Somebody stole my gun!
A tick bite can make you allergic to red meat.
That's impossible!
Did you know that the national animal of Scotland is a unicorn?
Citizens are warned to beware of anyone spouting interesting facts.
If you encounter someone who sounds educated, don't trust them. Walk away while you can. Even if they tell you that Mount Everest is not the highest mountain in the world, don't you believe it.
Is that true? In school I was told... Hey, who took my earphones?
What are you reading?
Architecture.
Oh, really? Have you heard that a dropped penny from the upper deck of the Empire State Building could easily kill a pedestrian on the ground?
It's not actually true.
That's right. And yet they have to build a trap to catch the pennies tourists frequently drop.
No.
And it catches thousands of dollars worth of pennies annually.
Thousands? No. That can't be right. People aren't that. Where did he go? Where's my book? I now have no faith in humanity.
As a result of the Baffler's merciless campaign of troubling and hard-to-digest, though factually accurate, knowledge, the citizens were left puzzled, mystified, and stumped.
Ma'am, we will do all we can to recover your purse.
I don't care about that anymore. There are mites having sex in my eyelashes.
What would they do? Who could they go to for help? Who could protect the innocent citizens of the town from the terrible and destructive power of troubling knowledge? Desperate to enlist Naked Man's help, the mayor picked up the nude phone.
Hello?
This is a booty call.
Understood.
And so, man wearing pants, a mild-mannered tailor wearing pants, removed his pants to become the Naked Man! Meanwhile, at the library.
So, what are you studying?
The war on drugs.
Stop right there!
It's Naked Man!
That's right, bystander. So, Naked Man, we finally meet. What's next?
I apprehend you.
How?
Through the stupefying power of my nakedness.
That's not a thing.
Yes, it is.
You should have that mole looked at. Could be cancerous.
What? Where is it? And where is my ring?
Is the mole benign or evil? Will Naked Man apprehend the Baffler? And how will the town ever recover from the scourge of knowledge that has been wrought upon it? These and other questions will be answered on the next thrilling episode of The Naked Man.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, I'll use your laugh. That's a segment from the season 3 first episode of Death of Comedy, soon to be heard on KPTZ. We'll let you know when it's going to be on. Right now, we have 2 episodes from Season 3 ready, and we have to wait till we can get some more studio time to fill out a season, which usually has, what, 6 or 7 episodes?
8 episodes on average. Yeah. First season was 6. The second season was 10.
We look forward to it. I'm really proud of it and that we're able to have a platform for you to do this kind of work, and I think it's very entertaining. And like most comedy, you know, it's to some people's taste and it's not to some people's taste, but that's the nature of an eclectic station. We get varied reactions to our programs. Some people love them, some people don't love them. That's fine. You don't have to listen all the time. So we like it that you keep coming back. That's what's really good.
Well, thank you. I am so grateful to KPTZ for, you know, just, you know, allowing me to play with its tools and its platform. It's been a really great creative outlet and something that I'm continually shocked by the length of rope you give me to hang myself.
I don't think you're hanging yourself. You're actually doing good. We really, I really enjoy it. I have to say, speak for myself. Thanks. Mike Grady, aka MC Nuggets, along with Nat Jacob, who is DJ Bowza, the 2 core members of Death of Comedy, and then a number of supporting players who are people you probably know around our community. Listen for announcements about when the new season of Death of Comedy will be broadcast. It's usually a late night program because of the nature of some of the content, so it's usually at 10 o'clock on certain nights, but we're not positive exactly right now when we're going to start it.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, thank you. Keep writing. I'm sure some of this that's going on around us right now in our real world is going to make its way into Death of Comedy before too long.
Yeah, I can't see how it wouldn't.
It's going to be the new normal, and you're going to reflect on the old and the new, I'm sure.
Yes.
Mike Grady, the writer.
Well, thank you,
producer.
Larry.
You call yourself the writer, producer, and editor, probably, of Death of Comedy.
Yep, along with those are my hats.
Go put your hat back on, and we'll talk to you before too long.
Thank you so much.
I want to say is I'm going to go out with a piece of music. I love the music that you intersperse your skits with. And I think since your show is a bit of a spy, Alfred Hitchcock kind of thing, you have a great version of an old fun song, Secret Agent Man. Just introduce that really quick.
Oh, sure, yeah. Well, this is a ska cover of Johnny Rivers' 1966 song, The Secret Agent Man, done by the Toasters, a ska band, from their album Hard Band for Dead.
Thank you, Mike Grady. We'll talk to you, and we'll look forward to Death of Comedy.
Excellent. Thank you, Larry. Good talking to you.